Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elise Quinn. Well, today we bring you another installment in our interview series looking at climate in Canada's northern regions. Now, in the last weeks, we've been bringing you a series of interviews to hear how climate change is affecting Indigenous communities in different regions of Canada's north. Today, we're turning our attention to the Northwest Territories. And joining us now is Norman Snowshoe. He's the Vice President of the Gwich'in Tribal Council, and he joins me on the line today from Inuvik, Northwest Territories. Norman Snowshoe, hello.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, give us a sense, for those that aren't familiar with the northern regions of Canada, tell us a little bit about how you've seen climate affecting the Gwich'in areas of the Northwest Territories.
Well, there has been many observations made by our elders in regards to climate change, one being the unpredictability of weather. We have a certain weather pattern that happened for years, and you can identify the seasons by the type of weather we're getting. But right now we're having weather unpredictability. We have a lot of concern about that. Normally we would be down in the lower 20s about now, pushing minus 30, but for the past month, I believe we've been hovering around minus 10, so that's quite evident to our elders about the change in weather. And also we have our water levels are very low. There is concern about why is that happening. In the past, water levels have been high and normal, so that's been changing a lot.
And you mean water levels on things like lakes and rivers?
Yes.
And, you know, one thing that's been interesting when we've gone through our sort of series of interviews is people have talked about, you know, changing hunting patterns, how that affects things like access to food and food security. But people have also talked about the social and cultural impacts of climate change. And some communities have talked about even, you know, with elders transmitting traditional knowledge to young people, that with the climate changing so quickly and so unexpectedly, that even in those areas, it's causing, you know, sort of social and cultural stress. In the Gwich'in areas, have you seen something similar?
Well, normally we would be out, the Gwich'in people would be out trapping and doing the winter activities that happen this time of year, but due to the warm weather, they're all, they can't do it because it's hard to travel this time of year. The ice is not frozen. Elders usually give the green light to go out on the land and start to do that. But with all the changing weather activities, we have a hard time to really take a real good look at what is out there in terms of how to practice what we normally would practice this time of year.
Now, we mentioned at the top that there is the United Nations Climate Change Summit going on in Paris. From your vantage point in Inuvik in the Northwest Territories, how important do you think international climate conferences are to you and what's going on in your region?
Well, I think they're very important because we have a delegation from the northern community, the northern community attending, and they give firsthand accounts of what's actually happening in the north. And by all the media, the north is the most impacted. So it's really good that we have our people going to these conferences to give a firsthand account of what's actually happening out there.
And, you know, give us a sense, because, you know, from people that are living in the north, we hear it all the time. The north produces just an absolute fraction of emissions in places like Canada. Yet it's the north that's feeling the full impact of the emissions that are created in the south. You know, what do you think that, you know, political leaders or policymakers or even the media is missing when it comes to talking about climate change and how it's affecting your region?
Well, I think they're missing the big point of the necessary steps to address this, because I think we're in a crisis situation here that you know, the emissions that are being produced, are having drastic effects. And I think that they believe that they have a lot of time to deal with this. But the impacts are being felt already up north, and I don't think there is that crisis management attitude that in the south that we really need.
So you're talking about the sense of urgency.
Yes, there is an urgency to get something done at a higher political level, and I think that by us attending these major conferences, and you can see all the demonstrations that are happening, that it is an urgent matter and should be treated as such.
And, you know, when people talk about climate change mitigation, when we hear that, we'll take Canada, for instance, talking about the need for, carbon pricing, things like cap and trade. But we've also heard concerns from northern communities that things like this could create even more stresses for Arctic Indigenous communities where, the price of fuel to go out hunting is already so high, where any extra taxes could put a huge burden on northern communities where the costs are already, many, many times more expensive than in the south. From your vantage point in the Northwest Territories, what is your sense about, some of these tools that are being discussed to, to help bring emissions down and the sort of negative impacts they could even have on the north? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I think when they do the emission control guidelines or whatever they're doing, they should take into consideration what you mentioned about the people living in the north. But at the same time, they have to start looking at the alternative fuel sources for the north, because up here, like you said, the fuel prices are so expensive, and we have to start thinking about alternative, and that goes a long way in reducing the emissions that we need. But and you're right, the price of these taxes and whatever initiatives that are going to take place have to be taken into consideration on the impacts of people up north.
And are you confident that that's going to be done?
Well, we have a very good governance structure in Canada where we have access to the policymakers, and I believe that if we have any concerns, it will be taken into consideration, especially with the new Liberal government.
And, now that we've talked about climate change, some of the tools that are being looked at to solve it, and this international conference, let's talk just for a moment about climate adaptation. We hear those words a lot, especially when it comes to the north. How well do you think your communities are in terms of climate adaptation and reacting to some of these changes that you're seeing?
Yeah, well, the science of the science always helps, right? The scientific community, the academics. We need more studies up north as to how this climate change is really affecting our communities. We rely a lot on our traditional foods and hunting to supplement the prices up north, and we want to know how the climate change is affecting our animals, especially the caribou populations of the north. How are they affecting the migration patterns? Are they affecting the overall population? We need to find out all this, especially and with the fish as well. There's a huge reliance on fish in the north, and we want to know whether this will be affecting all the fish that populate the area. So there's a lot of research that needs to be done on the species of the area. And as well, we need to figure out the ecosystem changes, like, is it safe to go on ice at this time of the year? And this year, it's been very warm. And, I think there's a real need for the scientific community to step up and come north and really take a look at what's happening. I know they've done a lot of great work in the past, and I think they need to continue that.
Well, Norman Snowshoe, thank you so much for taking the time to give us the view from Northwest Territories today.
Thank you very much.